Muscle decay happens to the best of us as we age, but what if we could delay the inevitable? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Joseph Chakalakal, assistant professor in the Department of Orthopedics at the University of Rochester, looks into a possible treatment to keep us stronger longer.
As early as your mid-30s, the size and strength of your muscle begins to decline. The changes are subtle to start. Activities that once came easily are now not so easy. But by your 70s or 80s, this decline can leave you frail and reliant on others, even for simple daily tasks. While the speed of decline varies from person to person and may be slowed by diet and exercise, virtually no one completely escapes the decline. Even elite-trained athletes who have absolute muscle strength will still experience a decline with age. With medical advances extending lives, this is becoming a more pressing issue. Most people want to live long lives, and we want to be able to give our grandchildren piggyback rides, carry our own groceries, and maintain our independence for as long as possible. In a recent study performed in mice, my research group discovered that muscle decline in old age is primarily driven by stem cells dying off in muscle. All adults have a pool of stem cells that live in their muscle tissue. These stem cells respond to exercise or injury, pumping out new muscle cells to repair or grow your muscles. We already knew that muscle stem cells die off as you age, but our study was the first to suggest that this is the main driving factor behind muscle loss. That finding challenges the current prevailing theory that age-related muscle decline is primarily caused by loss of motor neurons in the brain. I am building on this discovery and searching for a drug target that will allow us to maintain the muscle stem cell pool and stave off muscle degeneration as long as possible, and I hope this discovery will help move the field forward.
That was Joseph Chakalakal of the University of Rochester. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.